Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are about ready to hear from Christ Mission Ministries Church with Pastor John Edwards, Worshiping in Truth. We are all living in a world today that is full of corruption, and we are all prisoners, unfortunately, of the system of things. Pastor John Edwards will be preaching this morning, as he does every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and he will be discussing the things that are going on in the world today, and he will be discussing our Creator, our Heavenly Father. I hope everyone will enjoy this morning, because this is going to awaken us all. We need to prepare for the times that are coming. So we are going to be listening to Christ Mission Ministries Church with Pastor John Edwards, Worshiping in Truth. And we are going to be opening up in the next few minutes.
The world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And Father, yes, this morning to magnify you, to glorify you, to exalt you, to lift
up
you, Father God, and lift our hearts up to you, Father God, to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning. To
glorify
you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise
glory
you,
to God. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, God.
Yes, hallelujah. Magnify your name.
Glory, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you, and the Lord of Lords, Father, rose and shine. God, the will in the middle of the world. Will. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are
Jehovah.
Our Savior, our provider, and our deliverer, and our healer. For you are Lord, you are God.
Yes,
God alone.
And Lord,
your faith,
Father. Glory to your
praise you, Father God. To lift up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
that you continue to equip us. us everything we need today, Father.
Yes.
To serve your purpose, Father. To serve you in spirit and in truth. We
yes.
love you. We give you praise. And
yes,
all
God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Our food for thought for today says, When wealth is gone, little is lost. When health is gone, something is lost. But when character is gone, all is lost. The scripture is Job 1, verse 1. It says, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
Amen.
And our back page for today says, character is a choice. It isn't the tranquil and placid seas that bring out the sailor's skill. It's the wind and waves that pound his ship and toss it about at will. And that was said by Ritter.
Amen. And that's just what Job exhibited. His wife spoke like a crazy, silly woman. His friends came and they said things that were untrue about Job. But he never lost his character. He never blamed God. That's the way you build character and integrity. That's what is missing in the body of Christ. We, when we have our circumstances, we live according to our circumstances and not according to the promises of God. If you live according to the promises of God, yes, you will have down moments, but you will hold on to your integrity and your character, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there is a new name on the prayer list, and I'll be sure to add the other name that Sister Judy mentioned to the prayer list for next week.
Please, the new name, is my request. It's Tom Farmer, my brother-in-law. He had a serious stroke, and just pray for him. Just put it in God's hands, and it'll be all right. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Phyllis, would you please take us to the throne of grace?
Yes. Let us pray together. Father, we just thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness.
Are you there?
We can hear. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we do. But now I do anyway.
Oh, is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness. We thank you, God, that we can believe in every promise that you've made to us. We thank you, God, that when we falter and we come back to you, Father God, that you forgive us.
Yes, yes.
Father, help us to build our faith in you and your promises. Father, help us to renew our minds daily.
Amen.
Help us, Father, to remove the clutter of the world so that we can focus on you and all that you have promised.
Yes, yes.
Father, we know that though the world may not believe in you, Father God, may not know who you are, we know who you are, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We know you are unchanging God. We know you are God in control. And we ask you, Father God, to just take control of our lives. Father, we seek a peace that only you can give. And Father, we trust you, Lord God,
yes,
that you provide us with that peace. Father, help us to rely more on the Holy Spirit and help us to beat down that flesh that wants to take on some things of the world. Help us, Father God, to have a good character, Lord God,
yes,
a character that's modeled after Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we just pray right now for our nation, Father God. We pray that as your body of Christ, that we'll reach out more to people who do not know you, Lord God.
Yes.
And we just won't remain amongst ourselves, Lord God, that we feed your word to those who need a change in their life, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, God, today that you have given us that power. We know, God, you are who you say you are.
Yes.
You are our protector and our deliverer, our healer. And we ask you, God, for healing of our land. Now, Father God, we just want to bless those in our prayer list, Father God.
Yes.
And we just know, Father God, that you will touch them, oh God.
Yes.
You know their need. We may not know their need, Father God, but you do. You know everything about them, Lord God.
Yes.
And Father God, we just want to bless Christ Mission Ministers, Father God, that has the faith and the hope to place someone on the prayer list and to continue to pray for them, Father God. For we know prayer works.
Yes.
Now, Father God, we thank you for being in our service today. We thank you for being with us. We thank you that your presence is there in a time of need. We thank you that your presence is there in the time of when we don't need, Lord God. Father God, we just want to sense your presence all the time, no matter what our situation is, Father God, and to rely on you. Father God, we ask you today to just bless our pastor and our church as we continue to seek your word and your faith and your glory. We trust you, Lord God, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. Thank you. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
I just want to say how much how thankful I am for your presence today and for your love and kindness for each other. Jesus only had 12, and we got 22, so we are just about double them, amen. Amen. It's like the old saying in the streets that you can do more with a fist that's balled up than you can with the hand open, and that's why I pray for you to seek unity and to stand for each other and to call each other, keep in contact. This thing, a lot of this stuff, Satan is in it by keeping the churches at home and divided. But one thing I want to remind you of is if it's so not about our commitment is that when you bring the church into a person's home, and they still don't show up. You know that makes me sad when you think of what's going to happen when we have to come to church. Think about that as the next election. Turn to life. Thank you.
You know the old saying about people, four eyes.
I'm 6'9", but I'm going to work with it. That's sanctification. You know, that you come into the kingdom and you, and as you, Christ work in you, work in your salvation, which is sanctification, you start losing things. And I said about the green tree, and then the tree turns, leaves turn brown, and eventually, you know, start falling off. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start from there and take off today. When I was in the world, I used to curse. I mean, every other word, sometimes every word. I curse all the time. And people used to say, if they had a cursing contest, they would bet on me. I had a filthy mouth. But in reality, it wasn't my mouth. It was my filthy heart. See, the mouth only speaks what the heart manufactures. And the heart of an unbeliever, it is depraved. Is nothing good in an unbeliever. I don't care how many sick people they buy wheelchairs for. What? He is a depraved individual. And until you get that straight, you cannot get anything else straight. And you'll run around saying that everybody is 99% good. They just make bad choices. You don't have any. You can't make the bad choices. You are a depressed individual, and Christ cannot get the glory he deserves for coming free for you until you understand who you were. The mouth speaks only what the heart manufactures. When we come to Christ, our heart, which hallows all those awful things, was removed. He performed the circumcision on our heart. Romans 2:9. No man is a Jew if he is one. No. Let me start verse 8. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly. Nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No man, no. A man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. I said a couple of weeks ago that unbelievers sin against the law. We sin against love, and the Holy Spirit is the one who circumcised the heart of a believer. And people that keep going around calling unbelievers something special and lying to them, you hate them because they need to know the truth. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God. When the Holy Spirit circumcises your heart, then you get praise from God, not from man. We ought to be tired of men lying to us. But now we want to keep going around playing this game, and then as soon as something happens, you come running to God. How do you run when you lie, when you listen to all these lies? You know, everybody 99% good, they just make bad choices. What other choice can you make if you're the praised individual? Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. Why you had to put it off? Because it's sinful. And no sin for the glory in God's presence. Not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with a circumcision done by Christ. Christ. You know, it's me that people don't want to
to hear the truth. Let me tell you something. This book is the truth. And you can think you're on your way to heaven and hate this book. If you hate this book, you hate Jesus Christ, and you're going to bust hell wide open. Epidemic, we need somebody to tell the truth, because all this perfect gospel life has done nothing but destroy everything. The world is in the worst shape that it's ever been because we got all these gospel life preachers and all these carnival barkers.
I was talking to Philip one day, and he told me, and he said, "Pastor, I'm complete in Christ. Look at verse 10. Well, we look at verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you, a born-again Christian, have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority."
We are complete in Him. No, let's start living out what we are. Let's start living out what we are. Let's start living out what we are. Yesterday, Philip and I see each other back and forth for over an hour. And basically, this is what we're talking about being truthful, and when you really care about people, you tell them the truth. That's true love, is to tell somebody the truth. I'd rather for you to be angry with me and I tell you the truth than for me to tell you a lie and you butt hell wide open trying to make sure you like me. I don't care if you like me or not. That's your business. That's on you. But I love you. I'm going to love you in spite of what you think about me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. If I know it, I'm going to tell you. And if I don't know it, I'm going to tell you. I'll be back with it and go look and search until I find. I'm obligated to tell you the truth. We talked about that in Romans Thursday night. It was good class. Should have been there. Now, and a good example of what we discussed yesterday and over and coincides with this message is my message was through. And I was reading it over and over this morning, and the Lord impressed upon me to have you and Philip. And I didn't hear him say that, but you won't think one of these nets were talking about the loud. Heard him, no. But in spirit to spirit, you know that this passage of scripture is really what we were talking about. John chapter 11, verse 38. Jesus, more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. This is Lazarus. "Take away the stone," he said. But Lord, go always say, but this happened to be, or either one that's full of doubt. So they say, but keep going. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man. That's what sinners are, dead. This is an example of a sinner. The dead man. He's a dead man. He's dead. He might be walking around in the natural, but in reality, he's a dead man walking. By this time, there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. That's the way we were. I don't care how grand you think a person is. If he's not of God, he gives off a bad odor. And all you got to do is to be around him, and you'll find out that what he's doing, if he's doing something for you, he's trying to get in your path, or he's trying to get you to all a benefit from. It benefits them.
Verse 40.
Then Jesus said, did I not tell you if you believe, you will see the glory of God? He's talking to a believer. And he's talking to a mocker. And he said, you're not believing, like I said. You're doubting.
Verse 41.
But he took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people who that they might believe, that you think that's exactly what Philip and I was talking about yesterday. People talking about miracles.
Thank you, Grandpa. Recording stopped.
Amen.